locations in Shenandoah and Clarinda. Call 712-621-2878.
Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It is now 28 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and as I've been telling you, you're going to have the opportunity to visit with Coy Wilson, the champ, with me this afternoon. How are you, Coy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Pull that mic up a little closer. I want to make sure I can hear you here. And Carrie Pryor with us. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
You too.
What you been up to?
Rodeoing.
Yeah? A lot of rodeoing.
Yes.
A lot of rodeoing. A little farming here and there.
Yep.
How's farming going?
Well,
wrapped up?
It was going. We're done now.
Yeah?
They're starting to pull anhydrous today.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about rodeo. So, Coy, you and I have had the opportunity to visit a few times about rodeo, and some of you've been to the national finals. You've won a bunch of events. So how many rodeos since the last time we talked would you suspect that you've been to?
I don't know how many rodeos. I know I've been on about 80 head of horses.
Okay. Riding a lot. Saddle bronc.
Yep.
You ever try bareback?
Yeah.
Have you given bareback up?
Yep. It's done.
Bulls. What about bulls?
Well, we're going to start riding again here soon.
We talked about that a little bit off air. So, Coy, you are how old are you?
14.
14. Your next big rodeo is when?
Beginning of December.
In Las Vegas?
Yes, sir.
This is the final. This is a big one, right?
Yes.
Big rodeo, big event, big multi-day event. This is your third trip?
Yep.
14 years old, third trip to the Junior National Finals Rodeo.
Yep.
You ever sit back and think that's pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is. It is pretty cool. So tell me what you've been doing now, because you've been all, give me a list of the states. Maybe Carrie, tell me, where all have you been rodeoing?
So we've been in Texas, Arizona, Montana, Colorado,
yep,
Nebraska, South Dakota,
Oklahoma,
Missouri. I think that's it.
Yep.
Iowa.
You've traveled all through, we could say, the central portion and portions of the West rodeoing.
Yes. Yep.
At all of these rodeos. What's been the best? You just won something recently, Coy.
That was down in Missouri. I won the IMRA finals.
Yes. International IMRA.
Yes. Won the finals. Champion. Yep. Okay. Tell me on the state level, some of those, because you won some other or come in second is a few state levels, right? Colorado, Arizona. Tell me what's going on there.
I won Oklahoma. I got second in Arizona. I won Colorado. I got second in Montana. I won a round up there in South Dakota.
Where's that in South Dakota?
Huron.
Okay.
They had a big jackpot type of deal up there. I don't know what I ended up finishing, but I know I won a round.
What's been the most fun?
Definitely Colorado.
Yeah. Good time.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado was a great experience.
So why is that? What was it that was fun about that experience?
Oh, it was just getting to be around all the pro guys and having Key and Hayes tie your horse in. And
how cool is that?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You've met some of these big guys now, right? I mean,
yeah,
some of the big names in rodeo that you've...
Yep.
You hear about it. If you follow rodeo, that you hear about. So,
yep.
What are they like when you're around them on a personal level?
You know, they're all really humble, pretty guys. They're pretty nice.
Yeah.
They're always trying to help everybody.
Yep.
Just really good guys.
That's cool to see, isn't it? I mean, these are the guys that are at the top of their game right now.
Yes. Yep.
And they're taking time. Coy's 14 coming up because he's going to be that guy in a few years. You're going to be that guy. That's helping learn what to do and how to do it the right way and that sort of thing. So,
and Keenan's sister invited Coy out to come stay this coming summer.
How old is she?
For a while. Well, she's married.
Yeah, not like that. Her husband's actually the one that asked me if I wanted to come out. He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
They own a couple hundred head of bucking horses, and he shoes horses, and I don't know what she does, but they got a lot of acres out there, and they asked me if I would want to come out and help them gather up bucking horses all the time and go help them shoe, and they would take me to all the rodeos. And
that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So when you're going to these rodeos all over, I mean, literally all over the U.S., you're going to rodeos. Are you flying to them? Are you driving to them? How are you getting to them?
It depends.
Most of the time, like when we go to Arizona that last winter, We always flew, but I think we're just going to start driving more.
Yeah.
We normally drive a lot of closer places within 10 hours, but then it's a little farther we fly.
Yeah.
It depends on how Coy maps them out, because he might have you in Oklahoma on Saturday and Arizona on Sunday.
Yep. We like to do that.
How do you – so tell me how does that process work, Coy? When you're looking at rodeos, where do you go to look at them? How do you determine, I want to go to this one, and I want to go to this one, I want to go to this one? What do you sit down with Carrie and talk about it, your mom, or do you just kind of work it out? Or how does it work?
Normally, I'll just get to, like, looking on my phone, and I'll just kind of pull them all up at once, and I'll just figure it out, and then I'll walk in the kitchen and say, this is where we're going here, and this is where we're going this day, and then we're going here this day.
And off you go.
We'll be
and
back
mom,
home this day.
Figure it out how we're going to
Yep.
So what's been – so Colorado was a good overall, right?
Oh, yeah.
A good experience.
Yeah.
What's been one of the more unique experiences so far that you've had rodeo?
Going to Montana. It was pretty cool out there. There was a lot of, like, people that were pretty cool people out there.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift was there. Coy was invited to that rodeo.
That's pretty cool. That was in Big Sky, right?
That was in Big Sky.
Yep.
This is kind of like one of those really high-end type.
It was the opening to the PBR out there is what it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Yellowstone Mountain, Yellowstone Group puts this rodeo on.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
it was...
They paid us to be there, all the kids.
And it was by invitation, right?
Yep. They invited us, and then when we got there, they when we checked in, they handed everybody a check. And then no matter, like... If you well, you had to ride out, obviously, but no matter what you scored or, like, if you got last, they still gave everybody a check at the end.
Pretty cool.
But,
yeah, it was super cool.
That's pretty neat. So what are you – so right now you're kind of looking at the finals in December.
Yep.
Are you doing stuff right now to kind of get ready for that, or what are you doing right now to – no, that's going to be here in just a few weeks.
Like, yeah, like two.
Yeah, it's going to be here soon.
I got a bucking machine. We keep it at our office I get on it about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I slack off a little bit, and I have been lately. But last weekend we went and got on some practice horses up by Waterloo. And we got on those, came home.
You've been in North Platte practicing?
Yeah. I was out in North Platte before that with Kean's sister, Caitlin.
Yeah. Who do you work with? Like, would you ever think... You know, to get advice, someone like Ian or that can help you work through something that you're trying to get better on?
A lot of times I go up to a bronc riding school. His name's Tom Reeves, the guy. A lot of people don't like him, but I like Tom personally.
We just come back from Tom's again, too.
And I just come back from a private school at Tom's, and that's I got on some of his horses. And
that's in South Dakota?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of helps you work through little things you can do to improve to ride better, right?
Yep. And he also, he's another one that invited me to come stay for a month or two this summer, too.
Okay. You going to do it?
Yeah, I think I'll go to his house first and then hopefully maybe go to Caitlin's after.
That's cool. That's a great experience, isn't it, Karen?
It is. He's got to stop rodeoing long enough to go, though.
Well, I mean, you know, rodeoing's fun, too, right, Coy?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
been the best part so far? I mean, I have watched videos from when you were much younger. I mean, you're only 14, so you've been at this for a while, though. Third trip to the national finals here, junior national finals. I've watched videos from when you were younger to now, and it just seems like it's, even in the last 6-8 months, some of the stuff that Carrie has put out there, I just see a huge difference in how you're riding. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're stronger, horses are bigger. I don't know what it is. I can't really put my finger on it, but... It's just, you can just see the improvement.
Coy started riding big horses this winter in Arizona, and that's partially why we went to Arizona, is because he had to move up to big horses at certain levels. And that was, I think, a little bit of a mind game at first, but
yeah,
he's just tremendously changed.
And the big horses, they're definitely a lot funner. They're a lot easier to move your feet on. My bucking machine's really helped a lot.
And you switched saddles.
I switched to saddle, and that has just been a night and day dream.
Why is that? What's the difference? What does that help you do?
So, like, my old saddle, you always kind of, like, a bronc saddle, you always kind of want it to sit up, like, farther
mm-hmm.
up towards little past their shoulders. My other one just wasn't sitting up like it should, and I switched, and my feet have just...
Well, and he was missing his mark out all the time. That's why he was missing his mark out. It truly
because
was
the saddle,
that,
was
that
it?
That saddle.
Yep. And I don't know. Everything's just been great since I switched that.
Just
I look so much better.
Yeah. You ever? I mean, Carrie does a lot of video and posts a lot of that, too, by the way. Did I see some mini horse in the house the other day?
Those are Koi shenanigans. You never know.
I was
Koi's
just...
at home. Yes, he did. He brought it right in my kitchen, and it... Yeah.
Had, did its business.
It did its business right in my kitchen, too.
I cleaned it up, all right.
I thought I saw a horse in the house,
you
sure
did.
Enough.
You did. You okay. never know what Koi's going to be
up to. You never
know.
I might make an alleyway to the house for the buck and bulls next.
Well, that's exciting stuff. So are you still having fun, Koi? Still
oh,
fun.
Yeah. Yep.
Meeting a lot of people.
Yep.
At every rodeo, I'm assuming you're meeting a lot of people.
Well, a lot of times my mom and them don't know people when we get there, but I'll get to the rodeo, and it doesn't matter where we're at. I always know somebody.
He knows everybody.
I'm sure
and
he
I
does.
Don't care what state we're in. He knows everybody, or at least somebody.
When we were in Texas in January, we got down there, and we had to stay in this bunkhouse, and there was like 40 other bronc riders and bareback riders, and mom and them were like, are you going to be all right? And I opened that door to the bunkhouse, and I mean, there was probably 30. I knew like half of the boys in there, and I was like,
yeah, he's
you
fine.
Guys can go. I'll be fine.
That's good stuff right there. So next is Vegas. You're practicing. Then after next year, January, will you get back into – when will you get back into a routine of regular
– Right as we get home from Vegas, because he's going right back to Tom's.
Okay.
And then he'll go, I mean, yeah, he ain't going to quit.
Yeah.
He's not going to have much downtime.
So you'll go right into it then and start rodeo and then for next year, right? Kind of working toward that. You have any big ones next year that are on your list?
I'm going to go to the Denver Stock Show sometime in January.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yep.
That'll be a neat one because we've never been to the Stock Show.
Hopefully I'm going to try to go out west more this summer and...
You liked it out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just talking with you on air, you really enjoyed riding out there.
Oh, yeah.
What is it you like? What is it that you enjoy riding out there?
The horses, they're awesome horses out there. The people are great out there. I don't know. It's just fun out there.
Yeah. So you're going to try to do that through the summer and through the...
Yeah.
So you'll hit some big rodeos. I mean, the Denver Stock Show is a big one.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vegas is a big one.
So that one in Denver will actually be an opening for Vegas for next year.
It'll be what it'll be is so to qualify for Vegas through the series that's in Colorado, you have to win that one, and then that rodeo qualifies you for their finals.
Okay.
To qualify you for Vegas.
All right. Yep. So what's the age breakdown? Koi's 14. When's the next step up to the next level of horses? Is it 15 or 16, or when is it?
15.
Okay.
Well, actually,
no,
16. No, 16.
16. 16. All right.
But I'll have one more year in the seniors, and then I'll be in the novice, because my birthday is December 30th, so I always get...
So Koi's always virtually a year younger than everybody in his age group, because his birthday is December 30th.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
That's another reason Colorado was so fun, is all the boys back there, they were all... 16-year-olds, and they all got to messing around and being real cocky, and they were like, when you fall off this, when you fall off that. I said, you know, it'd be pretty embarrassing when you guys get beat by a 14-year-old, and they all got bucked off, and I won.
Now, you didn't say a word about that, did you, Koi? You just let it go and didn't say a word.
No, he did tell
him. I did tell him that.
I'm sure you did.
And then,
I'm sure
then
you
when
did.
They all walked back through the gate and I was standing by the gate, they just looked at me and just kept on walking.
I love it. I love it, Koi.
He don't Where usually get too cocky, so I was a little shocked when he said that. But
that's good stuff right there. Well, cool. So what are you looking for? You getting ready for Vegas? You're still having fun. You're still looking at – let's look long term here. Long term, I mean, you know, 18, 19 years old, which is young. What do you want to do?
Hopefully get my pro card here.
When can you get through? How does that work? Tell me when you say, when people hear PRCA, that's one that's probably most people have heard. How do you get your PRCA card and your pro card? How does that work?
You have to win so much money and have so many earnings and go to so many rodeos and stuff. But you have to be 18 no matter what.
Right.
I don't really know all the fine details about that. It seems kind of complicated, but I guess we're going to figure it out.
Uh-huh. So that's, but that is a goal, right? A stated goal that you want to do.
Yep.
I like it. And then Las Vegas. That's what I'm seeing, Coy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying I've been calling it for years, and I'm going to stick with it. So what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on here yet this morning? Or this afternoon, I guess it is now. What's next? Go home, work on... We're not going to ride bulls at home, Coy. We're not going to do it.
What Coy hasn't told you is he qualified for bulls in Vegas, and he turned it down.
What?
Not this year.
You did, too.
No, I didn't. I turned them down last year. And this year, I just never bought my card.
Oh, you didn't buy your card. I forgot about
that. But if I would have bought my card, I would have qualified.
Yeah.
Because I won all the rodeos.
But you chose not to buy your card to qualify in bulls, so.
Yeah.
Why not? Is it hard to do two? Is it hard to do saddle bronc? I mean, that's...
No, not really. I just want to get a little bit more. Because, like, the bulls we get on here are nothing like what I would get on out there.
Okay.
The bulls out there, big bulls, rank bulls.
Strong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Calves, all good stuff.
But will you do that at some point in the future?
I've decided next year I'm just going to get on. It is what it is.
I'm seeing all around. I'm seeing all around that here. Rough stock all around. Now, that's tough right there to do, so.
I'm hoping when we go to Arizona I can take my horse and we'll try to start roping, too.
Well, this is a new wrinkle. Have you been roping?
A little bit.
Here and
okay.
there.
Wow. You just keep adding. How many events can you do, Coy, in one rodeo from roping and riding broncs and riding bulls? And good grief.
I think he has a little too much time on his hands during the day right now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I do. Harvest is over, so I don't have much to do.
I like it. Well, best of luck to you, Coy. I know you're going to do great, and it is super exciting to watch. I mean, I keep up with you. You keep winning, picking up first, picking up second, qualify for the Junior Nationals in Vegas. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I know you're having fun doing it.
Yep.
So, Carrie, what else do we need to
I don't know. I don't know. We're ready for Vegas.
Is it fun traveling and getting to go to all the rodeos, Carrie?
It is. You know, people will say, oh, I bet you get to see a lot, but you don't. You're in and out. You are so in and out for 8 seconds, aren't we?
You yep. fly in.
Fly out.
Rodeo, fly out.
And then me and Scott got to get up and go to work after we've gotten home at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's
Coy's
fun.
Coy's pretty good about sleeping in the back seat.
I think I saw a photo of him. I don't know how he was sleeping. I think I would still be crooked up after some of the... A photo I saw.
Well, after you get bucked off so many horses, you just get used to whatever way.
I got you. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Coy. We'll be keeping up. Let me know what's going on, and I appreciate it. Carrie, thank you for
absolutely
for letting us know. And Scott's always so good to tell me what's going on. So you guys are going a lot of rodeos. So thank you much.
Yeah,
we love it. And we've met some awesome families.
You have. And you're going to meet a lot more, I know. Yep. So best of luck to you. Nice to visit with you. And look forward to seeing how Vegas goes for you. So,
thank you.
Make it a good one.
Thanks, Aaron.
Coy Wilson and Carrie Pryor with me, the champ, with me this afternoon. Make it a great day. Nice to see you guys.
A Thanksgiving message brought to you by your friends at Jones.